A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The Word of God. I doubt if anyone would disagree that the most basic of human needs are food and shelter. Food gives us life and the ability to do things. I guess that's why food features so prominently in every part of the Bible, from the Garden of Eden right through to the Last Supper. And shelter gives us protection, the ability to share our life with others. And shelter features in the Bible too, from Noah's Ark to the upper room and to Paul's temple of the Holy Spirit. Well, today's reading picks up on that concept of shelter. Everyone needs shelter, right? So what about travelers and visitors, people on a journey? What do they do when the storm breaks or there are bandits about? Well, unless they can find a hospitable host, they're in trouble. And people who are on a faith journey, alone and far from home, sometimes find themselves reaching for shelter, and often enough the shelter they are offered proves to be too much like the house of sticks that the little pig built for himself, and the big bad wolf comes and blows it down. But if you are no longer a traveller, but someone who has found a country where you want to live forever, then you want a real home with a real householder to make you part of the home community, and a house that will last because it's built on firm foundations. A home that has a family living in it, because we can find security and sustenance only in the company of others. These days, it seems fashionable for people to reject religion and any kind of organized expression of faith. They talk about how society has become secularized, and they lay blame on the church institution for a raft of wrongs and mistakes. They say God is dead. But a godless world is a bleak and dark path to walk. And many people feel a need to find something that helps them deal with the confusion and helplessness they experience. And so it's become a popular idea to insist on each individual's right to find a spiritual path. So something called spirituality has come. For some people, it takes the place of religion. Sounds terribly modern, doesn't it? I don't do religion and church and all that stuff. I like to read spiritual books from a variety of different faiths, and then I make my own journey. I'm very spiritual. Oh, in fact, it's a path full of potholes and hazards. Australian writer and theologian David Ranson, in his book, Across the Great Divide, Bridging Spirituality and Religion Today, puts it this way. Without intellectual accountability, spirituality is adrift and free to meander into spiritualism, a world of spirit beings of one kind or another. And mostly this has the objective of manipulating forces of power that give answers to life's powerlessness and apparent chaos. And Ranson calls that kind of belief a form of escapism. And indeed, it's a kind of individualism that can only self-destruct. Because, as poet John Donne told us, no one is an island. Spiritual or otherwise, we're part of a community. And our faith cannot be a little path that we travel alone. We need our faith to be rooted in community, in the historic events that the community has built on the revelation that has enlightened the community over a long period of time. Only as part of a community can the individual's religious experience be interpreted and validated. And that's why the church, for all its faults and failings, is so important. The church has always had its blemishes, sometimes its crimes. I like to think of St. Catherine of Siena, who wrote at times scathing, caustic letters to cardinals and bishops about their scandalous behavior and their neglect of their pastoral responsibilities. The 14th century was a time of great shame for the church. But for all Catherine's criticism of the people, she was utterly clear about the church being the body of Christ, the community with Christ as head that brings life and salvation to the whole world. And I think that's what our reading today is talking about. The church's foundation on the apostles, with Jesus as capstone, built into a sacred temple where we may live in communion with the Holy Spirit. It's the house of bricks that the big bad wolf can't blow down.